Hey, welcome back to it. As you know, Justin Amash finally came clean and said, you know, I'm not a Republican. No kidding. Imagine my surprise. We knew that quite some time ago, Justin. You may not have realized it, but we did. Justin Amash, who has been invited on this program numerous times, and it was always, you know, he doesn't get out of bed that early. Yeah, that's a nice reason not to be here. But my next guest does, that's for sure. Joel Langlois is a businessman who is joined the race in the Republican primary to become the candidate to run in the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan's West Side. He joins me now. Joel, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me on.
Good to have you here. All right, so lay it out for me. You've got, I think there are, what, 6 candidates in now? Several. And whatever
it is. On the Republican side, I don't know, there's 2 or 3 now, I think, on the Democrat side. And then
right.
Mr. Amash is allegedly in as an independent.
Let me ask you, the only thing I'm going to ask you about him is this. If he runs as an independent and stays on the ballot, does that create a bigger opportunity for the Democrat to win that seat?
You know, I was at his town hall that he had, and he has become a hero to the Democrats, the Never Trumpers, who was the majority of the people that showed up at that town hall, you know, ever since he announced that he was supporting
impeachment.
The president.
Right.
Yeah. So I frankly think it's gonna hurt the Democrats more than it will.
All right. So you've got some competitors vying for the nomination to run for that seat as the Republican. Why you? Why now? You've not been in politics before. You've had some success in the past. Why have you joined the race?
Well, I'm in it, I think, for the right reason. I don't need another job, and in fact, going here is going to be pay cut for me. But I'm in it because I think our country needs a different kind of voice, needs somebody with some experience, and you know it's time to get rid of the swamp, the career politicians, the people that you know scream across the aisle at each other and can't get anything done. We've seen gridlock in Congress for a long time, and it's very frustrating for me to sit back and watch this happening. I'm a Trump supporter. I've been so since day one, I support his agenda. I like what he's doing. I mean, you can't argue with the results that he's had, and I mean, even with the garbage that's going on in Congress.
Sure, you know, I just read a piece on Great Lakes News at greatlakesnews.org. I read a piece, and basically, it was about you in part, and it said that, you know, a lot of the folks, you included, are trying to figure out who can say, I'm more for President Trump. Obviously, President Trump's going to be a central figure for the Republicans running for this nomination, aren't they?
I think so. I mean, he certainly is favored in our district. He's been in West Michigan, been in my building in particular in West Michigan 3 times, and we started with him in December of 2015 with the first major rally in Michigan. So, you know, I think people like him. I think people agree with what he's trying to do in Washington, D.C. And so, I mean, that's what it's going to take to get elected is people to, if they truly want to represent the district, they got to embrace him and his policies. And, you know, whether or not the other candidates are sincere about that, people can make their own judgments. But I've been there since day one. So.
Sure. Meanwhile, I see the Democrats having all sorts of infighting, civil wars, AOC and Nancy not playing well in the sandbox, clearly. But there are big issues that are not getting addressed while all of that nonsense and chaos is playing out, things like the USMCA, which obviously to Michigan is very important. I mean, retooling NAFTA, very important, maybe more important to Michigan than any other individual state. And these are things that need to be looked at, need to be addressed. What are your thoughts about priorities if you were to become the next congressman from the 3rd Congressional District? What would be your priorities?
Well, my priority is to figure out and work with people to start getting things like the USMCA addressed. Right now, you know, you the way Nancy Pelosi is running the House is that if any particular issue comes up that could, you know, pose a positive light on the president, it never makes it to a vote. It has zero chance of ever happening. I mean, the immigration issue is a great example of it right now. The problem, the president is doing what he can do from the White House, but his powers are limited. But he's doing what he can do. Congress needs to fix the law. And he has said it over and over again. He's given time. He's asked them to come up with solutions. And they just refuse to do it because they see this as an election issue that's going to hurt the president if something's not done. And frankly, I think it's going to backfire on their end. But that's how they're playing the game. And those kinds of games need to stop. And doing the right thing for the American people is really what the priority should be.
I agree with that. Let me ask you about this, because this is something that doesn't get as much attention as I truly believe it deserves. But we're looking at the deficits and the debt in this country spiraling out of control. And every group of politicians that comes along says, we're going to fix that. We're going to control spending. We're going to get this money. And we're at $22 trillion and growing. The deficits are getting wider. Could be $1 trillion in deficits this year as government spending is unprecedented. What do we do here? I mean, this is key, I think, to the future of the country, Joel.
Yeah, it is. And people like myself who are non-politician, outsider, business people understand what it means to work inside a budget and work within your means. This whole credit card concept of operating is you just cannot maintain it. And I have in my business, you know, I can't just raise taxes when I feel like I want to spend more money, or just spend money and not really, you know, continue to borrow it. It's crazy the amount of money they spend and the way they just disregard the deficit and the debt. That's why they need more people like myself that have lived in the real world, not a career politician, somebody who has balanced my own budgets, understands how you have to work. Your income needs to be more than your spending, and we need to keep taxes low, so it means our spending has to be addressed.
No question. All right, anybody listening that wants to find out more about Joel Langlois and your candidacy to be the next member of Congress for the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan, where do they go? Give them a resource.
LangloisForCongress.com is my website, and you can go there and see what I'm all about.
All right, Langlois for Congress. That's LANGLOIS. Joel, good having you here. I'm sure we'll talk many more times. Great first conversation there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.